Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 19th to the 25th, 2013. While the Israeli government announced this week its intentions to release a number of Palestinian political detainees, army and settlers' attacks left two Palestinians dead. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in, Ni'lin, Central West Bank, and Al-Ma'sara village in Southern West Bank. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura has more.
At the villages of Bil'in and Ni'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and chemical water on protesters. One journalist was injured after being hit in the back by a rubber-coated steel bullet, while a resident was hit with one in his leg. In addition, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, at the nearby village of Annabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Soldiers used tear gas and chemical water against unarmed protesters. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere at Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura.
Israel is set to release a new batch of Palestinian prisoners within Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. IMEMC's Ramil Megari with the details.
Israel says it will release 32 Palestinian prisoners in the framework of a previous agreement with Palestinians, which kicked off stalled peace negotiations. Palestinians consider the move as a good step in the right direction, yet continued settlements building in the occupied Palestinian territories might hamper those peace talks. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh said in a public speech that Palestinian conciliation could be reached if the rival Fatah Party agrees to implement Cairo-signed conciliation agreements. He called for forming a national unity government before going to general elections. Meanwhile, Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas wants elections before any conciliation deals. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 48 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. Israeli troops killed one Palestinian man while settlers killed another. Moreover, troops kidnapped during this week's invasions at least 30 Palestinians. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has more.
This week, invasions were focused in the cities of Bethlehem and Hebron, southern West Bank, and the central West Bank city of Ramallah, in addition to Jenin in the north. Among those taken by the army this week, there were five children, local sources reported. On Tuesday, two Palestinian men were killed by Israeli army and settlers' attacks. Muhammad Asi, 24, was killed by Israeli troops when they invaded the village of Kfar Ni'mah, west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Asi was wanted by the army for being part of Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, the group announced on Tuesday. Israeli troops invaded the village, searched homes, then surrounded Asi at a nearby cave and killed him. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes during the attack. As a result, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, including a six-month-old baby. Later on Tuesday, an elderly Palestinian man died of wounds he sustained last week when an Israeli settler rammed him with his car near the village of Al-Fundok in northern West Bank. And on Tuesday night, a number of extremist Israeli settlers attacked a Palestinian child after breaking into her family's home in Burin village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Local sources have reported that extremists from Bracha illegal settlement invaded the village and attacked a number of homes and residents, injuring a Palestinian child. In the Gaza Strip this week, a number of armored Israeli military vehicles invaded areas in the northern and central parts of the besieged coastal enclave on a number of occasions. Invasions were reported on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. An Israeli tank fired rounds of live ammunition on residents' homes and nearby farmlands as bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed crops owned by local farmers. Damage was reported, but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khumsiyya.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 19th to the 25th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.